First there was B, then came G, and now there's N, or at least draft 11N. No, this isn't the alphabet turned on its head. This is the series of Wi-Fi standards designed by the IEEE. I'm Michael Johnson. Join me for a conversation with David Henry, product manager for advanced wireless products at Netgear. He sat down to tell me how the new 802.11n standard will dramatically improve the speed, performance, and the interoperability of the wireless networks we've all come to rely on.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Now tell me, we're going to talk today about some standards for wireless.
Sure.
And now I've heard a lot of things flying around like 802.11g, 802.11n, B. I've got B at home.
But okay.
So what are all of these standards?
Sure. So networking, by definition, is all about connecting computers, connecting devices. And in order to ensure that a product you buy from a company like Netgear will interoperate with a product from someone else, we develop standards that govern the way these products communicate with each other. The first real standard based on for wireless was 802.11b, and it came about in 1999. It was really a technology developed for internet sharing. So people who had laptop computers could use their notebook computer around their house and get on the internet. It communicated at 11 megabits per second, so somewhat slow. And a few years later, in 2003, a new standard emerged called 802.11g. 802.11g communicated at 54 megabits per second. And with the advent of 802.11g, networking really took off. You started seeing networking or Wi-Fi embedded in notebook computers. I think probably 80 to 90% of notebook computers today actually include wireless. And you saw Wi-Fi emerging in all other devices. For example, printers now have Wi-Fi. But you know, as technology evolves, so do these standards. And the next standard that's coming is 802.11n.
Okay. So what's the problem with what we've got right now? 802.11g.
802.11g performs very well for basic functions. For example, using the internet around your house. Some limited email file sharing. However, it really wasn't designed to do two things. First, cover a complete home, a one home completely. It does not necessarily have the range to cover a whole home. So if you have thick walls or a large home, you'll probably have dead spots around your home. Secondly, it was not designed to address the emerging applications like online gaming, which is becoming very popular now, that people like to do when they're on the network. Audio and video streaming, obviously, with all these MP3s and digital photos and all this rich multimedia, you need a lot more bandwidth for that. And so 802.11g was never really designed with that in mind. 802.11n, this new technology, is.
So, David, what kinds of technologies are part of 802.11n?
Sure. So 802.11n really includes almost everything that's in the legacy, for example, the 11g standard, but it also includes a lot of new technologies that really boost the speed and performance to perhaps up to 600 megabits per second. For example, spatial multiplexing. Spatial multiplexing effectively means that you can communicate between a notebook and a router, for example, using two parallel streams and basically double your speed. So an analogy I would like to use is you can, instead of sending one car down a lane of a highway to carry four people, I can instead send two motorcycles down that same lane and perhaps carry twice as many people. So doubling the speed with spatial multiplexing. There's also the ability to use both 20 and 40 megahertz channels. A 20 megahertz channel, which is what we use today with 802.11g, also 802.11b, does limit the amount of performance you can get. If you go to a 40 megahertz channel, effectively, you're talking about doubling the size of the lane on the highway. Obviously, more cars can go down if you have a double-sized lane. So that's another technology. And finally, dual band, taking advantage of both the 5 gigahertz frequency and the 2.4 gigahertz frequency. The 2.4 gigahertz frequency is what most of the 802.11b or all of the 802.11b and G technology uses today. It's a great frequency. It works fine. The problem is it also has interference with your microwave oven, your cordless phone, Bluetooth, and a number of other technologies. The 5.0 gigahertz frequency is much more clean, and therefore you can do a lot more on that frequency without having the risk of interference. So if you're streaming videos, for example, and you don't want to be impacted by someone using a cordless phone, the 5 gigahertz frequency is much better than that.
So is it here? Is it coming? Where is it? Where is 802? What's the state of 802.11 right now?
It is coming. We have turned the corner this March, March of 2006, where we actually finally have a draft version 1.0 of the 802.11n standard. Once there's a draft, really we can work together as an industry and make sure that that draft becomes a ratified standard within about a year. So I would anticipate in 2007, probably the middle of 2007, we'll have a ratified standard. But that doesn't mean you won't see products based on that draft before then.
Okay, so that's the industry. Let's
sure.
focus on Netgear since that's where you're from.
Yes.
So what is Netgear doing with respect to 802.11n?
And yeah, so we just announced our RangeMax Next wireless line of products. Next, obviously, for the next generation of technology. And it is based on the draft 1.0 of 802.11n. What that means is that if the spec doesn't change significantly between now and the time it's ratified in 2007, then there's a decent chance that these products will conform to that ratified spec.
So how do we tell the difference now with this product, with the Netgear product, the mm-hmm. RangeMax Next, from different competitors if they are sort of coming out with the same standard
sure.
of 802.11n?
Sure, I would expect all of my competitors to follow us shortly after with their version of RangeMax Next. How we're really going to differentiate ourselves in the market is on two things. First of all, on ease of use, because all of Netgear's products are easy to use, and that's a kind of a hallmark of what we do here, is make sure that the average consumer who buys this from a retail store or from an e-commerce site can get these things up and running very simply. Secondly, is just product quality. We have a technology called 11N True Test that we call. Basically, it is a new testing methodology and equipment that we've invested tremendously in to make sure that these new products are tested in a way that really makes sure they're tuned towards this new toward this new 802.11n spec. It doesn't make sense to use old technology to test new products. So we use new technology and new testing equipment to test the new products so they perform that much better. And that's going to be a big differentiator for us.
So as you develop these products, are they going to be upgradable as the 802.11n standard goes forward?
Sure. That's a tough question to answer today, but it's one I want to address. Today we can't confirm that these will be 802.11n upgradable. I like to think it's a likely possibility, and we'll know more as this ratified spec gets closer to ratification. But what we do know is that these products are completely 802.11b and 802.11g backwards compliant. So at the very least, you're ensured that in the products you have today and in the products you'll have tomorrow, they will communicate at the very least at an 802.11g mode and possibly at an enhanced mode as well.
Let's go a few years into the future.
Sure.
So what is, with the N standard, nice and established, what is the future going to look like?
The future is going to be amazing. The digital home is going to be amazing. What you're going to have is every device in the home, particularly devices that have entertainment or communications or a productivity aspect to them. So that's almost every device in your home, whether it's your digital camera, your television, your VCR, you probably won't even have VCRs, your DVD player, your stereo equipment, your computer, all of these will be networked together. And what that means is when you're accessing your television, for example, you'll be able to play content that resides anywhere in your home and, more importantly, anywhere out there on the internet as well. So if I'm sitting in my couch, and just with my remote control, I'll be able to access content that's sitting on a web server somewhere halfway across the world, and it'll be seamless.
Well, we'll be watching for these standards coming
yes.
out of Netgear and what you guys are going to be developing soon out of there. It's been great talking with you on the podcast today. David Henry is the product line manager for Netgear's advanced wireless products, and I'm looking forward to what Netgear's coming out with next. Thank